Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back at it, rolling through a Red Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty with you, Mac Morey along as well, as we get closer and closer and closer till 10 o'clock and closer to the Ravens-Chiefs on Sunday. He joins us every single Friday at 9 o'clock. He is former Chiefs defensive lineman Sean Smith. And Sean, another big one here for this operation. To me, it comes down to one thing and one thing only: being able to run that dang football against those Baltimore Ravens. How do you see this one shaping up?
Man, I see it shaping up, like you say, running the ball against the Baltimore Ravens. But it's not just a must-win game for us. It's a must-win game for either both teams, Ravens and the Chiefs. In order for the Chiefs to win, though, I mean, we got to protect Mahomes. We got to exploit the blitzes by the Ravens and win the time of possession, I feel.
Yeah.
Just what, being honest.
What are we doing about Juwan Taylor, Sean?
I'm still playing him. He got to get through this. This adversity is a part of the game. He just can't have the full start, the offsides penalties. Need to work more on his craft and trust himself, believe in himself, to be honest with you. I mean, you made it this far to the pros. It's something. The reason they're paying you. So you got to figure it out. Fine-tune your game, whether it's fix or stand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Get more upright, worry about his kick set a little bit more, and be able to sit down and handle the bull rush and some of the speed, the power, and that the guys are using against him. I mean, hell, he practices against Kalakafis in practice every day, so you should be getting better, but then again, you never know.
When you look at this Ravens defensive line, Sean, and it seems to be pretty beat up, what do they have to do to try to hold the line with all those injuries?
As you see, they got exploited by the Lions last week. And that's a good thing. They beat up. Like you said, they beat up. So we got to really emphasize on running the ball. Pacheco and Kareem Hunt got to get going. Either that or I've been seeing everybody talking about trading for Alvin Kamara. I don't know about Kamara. I just think we just need a thumper. If we're going to trade for somebody, I'll take the kid from the Jets, Bryce Hall.
Yeah, I'd love to have him, man. Hall would be fantastic here, yeah.
I like him. I watched him coming out of college. I watched him train for the combine and everything, but then even he had a great year, then he got hurt. And for him to come back from his injury, he still has his explosiveness, and he's still young. So I feel like, you know, the longevity of running backs is not a long time in the NFL no more. And the only way that's going to work is if you have a two-back system like Knuckles and Sonic and Knuckles. So
when you...
I think that's what the Chiefs really, you know. We got to get Pacheco going and Kareem Hunt going. Bring it back to the old school days when we had Jamal Charles and Thomas Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And been able to get there. And that's why we won a lot of games back then, because we was able to run the ball.
No doubt. Sean, where are you at with Lamar Jackson? You seen enough in the in the regular season? He's got to be a postseason guy, or are you still? Does it matter?
If that's the case, Lamar Jackson is just like Josh Allen. Can't win the big game. The Charles Barkley of basketball. Can't win the big game to play in the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. And then also, I want to bring this up to you because we haven't seen this ever in the NFL with Derrick Henry having fumble issues. If you're a defensive lineman, man, you're throwing haymakers at that football the entire game, correct? I mean, I know they do that in general, but especially with Derrick Henry these days, fumbling in three consecutive games.
As the young generation say, he's washed.
Derrick Henry's washed?
He's a little washed. If you're fumbling, you're too old in your career to be fumbling right now. You're too old in your career right now. You know what I mean? That's something a rookie would do, or a second-year guy coming up on the practice squad doesn't have experience. Now, all of a sudden, all this hard training you do and all this tough with the chains and the thing, you need to practice working on protecting the football.
I'd be going after that football like it's nobody's business this week, Sean. Yeah. I think that's so imperative. I mean, I grab that like you grab that guy's balls, man.
I don't know about all that, Bob, but yeah, like I grab a beer or something, or when I grab a joint, you know, when I roll up. But yeah, I understand that, Bob. But
I
yeah,
roll up, roll up. you best believe, Sean.
We're off the rails, guys, man. We love you too. That's why Dusty and I talk about it every week. This time just makes us smile so much when we get the opportunity to talk to you, because you keep it real, bro. Like you do. Like, you're not here giving us the political speeches and all that PC stuff that a lot of people do. Like, you keep it real, and so that's why I want to ask you, if you're going up against Juwan Taylor this week, what are you doing on the defensive line?
Well, if I'm going to get to Juwan Taylor this week, be honest with you, I'm just going to use power and get in his head, mess with him early, just talk to him, just keep messing with him, because that's the biggest thing. It's more mental than physical. Mm-hmm. When I got you psyched out in your head, now you're just going to be jumping. Now, if I beat you one time, now you're going to worry about that again. Now I'm going to come with another move, you know, and get y'all in third and long situations. So,
from what you've seen from Lamar Jackson, get sacked 7 times last week, and it looked like Mac was going nuts, our producer over here, about how much he could have just taken off, and he's not.
He's turned into, everybody used to say, oh, he could run. That's all he does. Now he wants to prove everybody wrong. He's a passer, and don't get me wrong, his arm strength is there. He can throw the ball, but he's trying to look for the home run. Take what the defense give you. Them 5 yards, if you ran, is you live another down to get the next big play that you're trying to get. He's still sometimes, I'm not going to say immature, but basically immature at the QB position when it's the time, his decision-making. Yeah. And that's what he's lacking. He's a playmaker, don't get me wrong. Game on the line, I mean, Baltimore has a lot of things. Like the Chiefs defense, we have a lot to worry about. I know we're talking about offense, but shoot, we got to worry about the offense. They got Bateman. They got Andrews. They got weapons over there, too. It's just a matter of them clicking or us getting going before they do.
Yeah, and this Chiefs defense, though, Sean, has been really good for, like, basically the last 3 years, 34 games or whatever it is. They're only giving up 18-some points per game. How are they able to stay that consistent for 3 consecutive years where they're giving up less than 3 touchdowns per ball game?
Because of scrappiness of Bolton, Calafris, Chris Jones, just my boy 55, everybody. I mean, this is collective. Even though taking it back to the first game of the season when we lost, we should have won. If we didn't have to travel that far to Brazil, we win the game. I'll be honest with you. I think the travel has something to do with it, too. And also my boy being outside his rush lane.
When you look at this game, the Chiefs will win this game because of what? And they will lose this game because of what?
The Chiefs will lose this game because if they don't protect Mahomes and we don't execute. I feel like this game is going to come down to a special teams play. I know I say it every week, but as you see, even like last night, what it came down to, and Kyler Murray and them came back and came down to a field goal. Game winning field goal, you lose the game. So I believe special teams is the key. We need something big. We haven't had no big returns. You know, I hate talking about the glory days, but when you had Destin McCluster, even though kickoff return and kickoff rules have changed a little bit, I still think if a guy get a block and you got a speedy guy back there, you should be getting the ball at the 50 every time if not going home run.
Are you worried about the kicker, though?
No. I mean, they got rid of, you know, are you worried about our kicker?
Yeah, Bucker, yeah.
No, he's just in a little slump, man. He probably need to go down on to the dispensary down there and get his mind right, and then, you know, things will be all right for him.
No doubt. That's what I do. That's what I do at 11 o'clock on Sunday in Missouri, buddy. I've said this game's going to be one of those cigarette games. It might be a cig-a-weed type of game, if you know what I mean, after the end of this one because of how tight this game could be. You think so or no?
Yes, I think it's going to be tight. And also, I just got to make sure I take my blood pressure medicine before, so I don't get, you know, I have a heart attack mad at Andy Reid and Travis Cleese. And I think that's another thing I need to talk about real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, let me go.
Yeah.
Travis Cleese. Everybody's making a big deal about him and Andy Reid, the sideline battle. That's just a passionate player that loves the game, and he's passionate. Granted, he wants the ball, but hey, you're getting old, buddy. Gray's been producing. Travis, we need more production out of him, but he can't. Everybody's double teaming him. You know the ball's going to you, so he has to be patient. That's the biggest thing. I just don't like how everybody was making a big deal about him and Andy. He's just passionate. He's a passionate player.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you talk to people around on the sidelines, they say this happens in every game where guys are doing that. And you know, Tyrann Mathieu, they just said they just let him burn himself out and you moved on with it. But I really believe that Travis Kelce acted that way in this past game because Juwan Taylor did get another penalty because that reaction was right after. Have you ever had a player that you've been so pissed about that caused you to react like that on the sidelines?
I had a coach? A couple of coaches sometimes. I mean, Todd Haley had me mad a couple of times. But player-wise, I never really had a player that just made me upset. The kicker. Shane Graham, when I played in Cincinnati, he missed a kick to make us go to the playoffs when we was playing against Denver.
Yeah.
All he had to do was make the kick.
We got to get Travis Kelce. Get back to Travis Kelce. You know what I mean, man? But we'll see what happens.
Hey, that's what happens when you engage. You start thinking about life after football. He's thinking about life after football with his businesses, with the 1587 restaurant. He has wedding planning meetings. Trust me, I know Taylor's killing his ass. But hey, what do you think about this cake and planning this and this and this? He's claiming that he's not paying attention, but brother man is paying attention because if you don't keep her happy, the Swiftie is going to go somewhere else.
Damn.
All right, Sean, let's leave on a kind of a somber note, if you don't mind. You lost a friend this week who played in the NFL. You see this happen a lot. If guys need help, if anybody needs help, you're always there for people, right?
Yeah, I'm always. Yeah, I lost Rudy Johnson, man. One of the toughest running backs in the early 2000s. Played with him in college at Butler County there in El Dorado, Kansas. Mm-hmm. Then played with him a couple of years in Cincinnati. The message I just want to get out there to everybody, and this is just not NFL people. It's all sports. I think people deal with, it's not just CTE. I think people deal with depression and are very scared to speak out about it. And when you see them dark moments, just find somebody to call. You got the suicide number, call a best friend, tell them it's a 911, call your mom, call. You got to have a good support system. So if there's anybody out there listening today, man, if you're having a bad day, whatever it is, somebody loves you. Chad Ochocinco says it all the time, I love you. And he means that. And people got to understand it and really buy into it and really, you got to love yourself for one. But when you have kids and a legacy, you leaving them behind, you want to be there for your kids. You know, like Bob, I know you, for instance, your daughter drives now, so you get to, you know, be passenger princess, but you love her so much, you just want everything for her.
Right.
And
yeah.
If guys don't understand, we all go through it to a certain extent. Depression, everything. It's not just CTE. It's just life. It's life. Life is life. It's not, you know, some people don't know how they're going to pay their next bill. How they going to do this, man? You can say prayer, but everything, we still got to have a support system and talk to somebody. Because when you hold them feelings in so long, and then that one minute you snap, everybody said, I don't know where that came from. Mm-hmm. And then you hold your problems in so much.
Well, Sean, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Friday, and I'll do my best to live myself vicariously through you at the end of the game, if you know what I mean, man.
Trust me. Hey, I'll make a post if we don't win. I'm gonna say we need to fire people like the Atlanta Falcons fired Ike Hiller.
Take care, man. God bless.
See you, bud.
All right, have a good one.
Sorry. That was Sean Smith. Coming up on the other side, we go from Sean Smith to Steven Spector. I can't imagine a better segue than that with those two guys.
I love it.
We'll get into it next here at the Roundtable on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
That's his intro music. This is the Roundtable. Kansas Lottery. Get in the game with the Chiefs Kingdom scratch ticket only. Available from the Kansas Lottery. Top prize is $75,000. Plus, enter drawings for a chance to win Chiefs experiences. See kslottery.com. It is the Roundtable.
I don't know.
You guys have a wide-ranging array of guests this week and opinions.
Yes, sir.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah,
Chiefs are in a dynasty, and weed solves all of the issues.
We know weed solves all the issues. We've been trying to tell people that for years with cannabis back in the day. But, that is true. Gary Myers.
I'm old.
Steven Spector right there doing his best.
Am I on camera?
You are.
Right? Boy, you really went bald there. Gary Myers, what a disgrace.
Yeah.
I'm on the right mic.
Yeah, you are. Is this a dynasty?
No, because they've only done it for 9 years.
Yeah. Got to do it for 20.
They've only won double-digit game for 12 of the last 13 years and only won 3 Super Bowls and 8 straight AFC championships. But other than that, that was the party, Mrs. Lincoln.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, I don't know that this is a dynasty. You don't, Gary?
What time is it in Kansas City?
Yeah, he was definitely just laying in bed, phone on the shoulder.
He doesn't have a phone. He has
one of the rotary dials. Did you ever have a rotary dial?
Yeah, of course.
You did. Okay.
Yeah, up on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't know how to use those things.
I mean, it's just Gary Myers is an all-timer, man. It really is. Here's what he said in case you missed it.
A dynasty?
Are the Chiefs a dynasty?
A dynasty, I think, is what happened in New England over a 20-year period.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's not sustainable in any sport for 20 years. I mean, that's an anomaly more than a dynasty, I would think, Gary.
Well, you're probably right. And, you know, I guess if we're looking to establish, you know, dynasties, and what the Chiefs have done, getting to 5 and winning 3 over, say, an 8 or 9 year period, I mean, I guess you consider that a dynasty of sorts, but more of a short-term dynasty.
What does that
mean? Hey, guys, I wrote this book, but I don't know anything about what I wrote.
Yeah.
Can I come on?
Sure.
Why not?
And he gave us gold. I mean, it really did. Like, this. That is the East Coast bias as I've ever seen it. It's not happening in the world unless it happens between Boston and D.C. If it doesn't happen there on the East Coast, they don't want to recognize it.
You're not wrong.
Thank you.
Yep.
So NBA and offensive line comparison is where we're at to start with the Roundtable with Stevens.
Yeah, and I actually want to pivot because I think I came up with a better analogy.
Oh, wow. All right. So you're Mitch now. You're sending us topics ahead of time.
Yeah,
I like
exactly.
That.
Yeah,
you and Mitch.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of football recently, and the offensive line's really starting to bother me, like I'm sure it is with all of you, right? Mm-hmm. So remember back to 2015, right? The Royals run to the World Series 10 years ago. Alcides Escobar did not make sense as a leadoff hitter. Right. It just, by all metrics, he wasn't a good leadoff hitter. But for that team, it worked. I can't explain why, but for that group, Alcides Escobar leading off gave them confidence. The offense worked, what have you. Mm-hmm. It seems like the exact opposite with this Chiefs offensive line. Right. Left tackle, we feel like we have a future Pro Bowler in Josh Simmons. Good to go.
Not giving up a sack yet this year.
Kingsley Suamataia, second round pick. He's cheap. Makes sense at left guard. Right. I'm told that Treat, you guys have it in my head. You guys have it in my head. Treat Humphrey is an all-pro center. I'm told that Trey Smith is an all-pro guard. And Jawan Taylor, we don't need to, you know, beat that dead horse, right? each of them makes sense individually, but as a unit, it doesn't work.
Right.
And it's like a bad starting five in the NBA or a good starting five in the NBA that just doesn't win a championship. I don't know what it is because each of the individual pieces matter. The unit does not work.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my fears, you know, going into the season was all you did was really replace one person out of the five. We talked about the offensive line all last season and you kept 80% of the group intact. And it still doesn't work. And I don't think they work with the way Pat operates. And I don't really know what you do because, again, Josh Simmons, future star, Creed,
yeah,
Trey, all make sense. But it doesn't seem like it works. And did you guys watch the game last night?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like Sam Darnold had 3-4 seconds to throw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same with Kyler Murray, and he was bad last night, what have you. Monday night, I'm watching Jared Goff against the Ravens defense, and I think Mitch said it, like, no sacks of Jared Goff. He had time back there. It's like Patrick Mahomes is the only one in the NFL that doesn't have any time to make a decision.
How much of those, and I love that take, Steven, and you really got me thinking now because it's a good analogy. They are all good individually, but together, there's just it's like it lacks chemistry or whatever
the case may be. They can't dance together.
Right,
I don't know what, it's like one can pass block, one can run block, and then when it's a running play, the run block guy doesn't work and the pass block, it just doesn't work.
Right. There's something that's not functioning. But let me ask you this, though. Is it on Patrick, though, too, by not believing in his offensive line where he's making it to where he's escaping maybe too early or doing things because he doesn't try?
I think he's gotten skittish.
Yeah, I think he has.
I think he's gotten skittish since Orlando Brown. I think that goes all the way back to Orlando Brown at left tackle. I think he has gotten skittish, but he definitely bears some of the responsibility for staying in the pocket and making throws. But listen, if I 300-pound guys were running after me for three straight years and I'm getting hit, what Nate Taylor told you guys 100 times last year,
yeah,
I'd probably be a little skittish too. So I guess it's hard to blame him.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you look at this game against the Ravens and the Chiefs, like there's these eras that we talk about, right? Like, you know, football, you know, whatever, but like, where is this era now with the Chiefs?
I don't know. I think we all thought it was last year that it was starting a new era, but they brought everybody back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey's back. Andy's back. They brought Marquise Brown back. They brought Kareem Hunt back. So I think we all thought that the Chiefs were going to turn the page, and they didn't really turn the page from the Super Bowl last year.
Right.
So I think the next era starts next year. And I think the biggest one will be Chris Jones. Has he stood out at all to you guys?
No.
In the wrong ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which is terrible.
And again, you know, it's like, it's not all doom and gloom, right? They're 1-2. They have a chance to get back to even. They have a chance to maybe be 3-3, 4-2 when they get Rashee Rice back. And obviously, hopefully, Xavier Worthy stays healthy. Football happens really fast. And
yep.
Is Chris Jones part of the next iteration? He's already 31.
Oh, he's definitely not part of the next.
Right?
Yeah.
We're now down to 8 sacks last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has 1 this year. Nothing flashy. Obviously, the big headache against Justin Herbert on third down. But I think we all thought that the next era was starting this offseason. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, no, I think this is the run it back era. And as we know in sports, the run it back era is never that good, right?
No.
It just isn't. And you know, Steven, being with me now for 10 years or longer now, 13 years, you know, people get on me when I say you should have traded that guy or you should have traded this guy. I've always been the get out early guy, right? But then you got guys like Travis Kelce and Chris Jones.
You can't.
You can't
get out.
You can't get out early on those guys. It wasn't like they didn't get out early on, you know, an offensive lineman or
Charvarius Ward.
Yeah,
whomever.
Right. Somebody like that. We're talking about not getting out early on their franchise players, which you just can't do, right? Like, other than New England, who got out of Tom Brady, you know, which they shouldn't have, but they did. You can't get away from these franchise guys. And right now, Travis Kelce and Chris Jones are two of the reasons why I don't think this team is achieving its success so far this season.
Age is a big thing in the NFL,
yeah.
And then what you're paying for production is a big thing in the NFL. And God love Travis, guy, first ballot Hall of Famer, but, you know, is he a $17 million a year player?
No.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard. And, again, you have to bring him back, and they should bring him back. They should bring Chris Jones back, but your leaders are all in their 30s now. That's a really hard way to win in the NFL.
And you're starting to turn it over a little bit with the McDuffies and the Boltons and the Karloftis, but they can't assert themselves as leaders until the other guys are,
I guess here's a question that I hadn't really thought of. let's say this, it's September of 2028. Who's the next core? Who do you think is guaranteed to be on this team in 2028?
In 28? Yeah. The only get one, well, I think would say it's Mahomes.
I think there's three guaranteed.
I think it's Simmons.
Yep.
And I'd like to say McDuffie, but the contract's not done yet.
True.
So those are the three that I would lean towards.
So then you're putting Karlaftis on the periphery, Trey Creed on the periphery.
Yeah.
Bolton on the periphery.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, that's 3 years from now. Who were you going to say?
Those were my three. McDuffie, Simmons, Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a guarantee that Rice or Worthy are back.
Mm-mm. No, there's no guarantees of anything in the NFL. I mean, especially we see things end so fast.
Especially yeah. Rashee Rice, yeah. Xavier Worthy is probably a good chance, but yeah.
What about like Norman Lott or guys like that that they drafted this year?
Yeah, I think they'll be on the team, but are they part of the core? Right. Are you, we talk about the big three now, and then the second big three is Omar Norman Lott part of the core?
Does anybody have a next big three though? Like usually organizations will go through like take the Yankees, the core four that they had, or the three that were down the Heatles in Miami and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You don't normally keep an organization moving forward and turn over your entire core of people though, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about
the Patriots did.
I'm thinking about in the division, right? Herbert, Omarion Hampton, Ladd McConkey. So that's three on offense right there, right? Chargers, Bowers, Genty.
Raiders.
Who did I say?
Chargers.
Sorry. Yeah. Raiders. Crosby?
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe.
That's three. I mean, he's still 26, so I would.
Yeah.
Now, maybe ask for a trade.
Yeah.
What have you. Bo Nix, I don't think that's a guarantee in 3 years.
No.
Not unless Harvey just completely takes off, which I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I'm sure there's. I'm sure there. Oh, Patrick Surtain. Yeah, that's one. Yeah. I'm sure there's someone on their defense that I'm missing. But
yeah,
there's probably three per team.
I'm glad that you brought up the division because I kind of have this same take that you have because I think the division is over. I think the Chargers have won their first three games, all three against divisional opponents, one of them being you. Now, obviously, you still get another chance at the Chargers.
Yep.
And Bob thinks the Giants and Dart are going to be upset alert this week against the Chargers.
It always happens in the NFL.
Seems to do something. One game, they rally around the new quarterback. We've seen this before in New York. There's always a new quarterback. But you don't think winning the division is necessarily a bad thing this year?
If all years to lose a division, this would be the year. Because if you're playing it out, let's say the Chiefs win on Sunday and the Ravens are 1-3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it's pretty certain that the Bills are the one seed. Mm-hmm. Can we lock that in now?
Yeah.
I think the Chargers are the two seed. Let's say the Ravens lose on Sunday. Maybe the Steelers win. It's 3-1 versus 1-3. Steelers are your three seed and Colts or Jaguars are your four seed.
Right.
Who are you scared to go on the road and play?
Well, yeah, you're either going to Indianapolis or Houston or Jacksonville for your first playoff game.
If you're the five seed,
if you're the
six seed, are you scared to go to Pittsburgh and be the three?
No.
And let's say just, weirdly that you're the seven seed. Are you scared to go to Los Angeles?
No.
You're going to have more home fans on a road playoff game than the Chargers do.
Right.
So if you were ever to make a run to the AFC Championship game or, the Super Bowl, this would be the year for the Chiefs to do it through the wild card prism.
Yeah.
And then you go to Buffalo, let's just play it out. You have no pressure on you.
There's no pressure.
You get to either close out that stadium with a win, or obviously the Bills fans go home happy, but the Bills will be way more nervous than the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game in Buffalo.
Yeah, and that would be the biggest of must-win games maybe in our lifetimes in sports that we've ever seen.
For Buffalo?
For Buffalo.
Buffalo, all the pressure would be on them,
yeah.
And the Chiefs would have already won two games.
I mean, have we ever really seen anything like that in professional sports where a team is dominated so much and you have the opportunity to close out your stadium at home to beat that team that has been in your way for the last decade?
Not the stadium closeout thing, but there was a lot of pressure on the Chiefs to make the third Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, there was, but not. I think this one has a lot more pressure because if Buffalo were to host that AFC Championship game, Chiefs go up there and win. Now you got to talk about Sean McDermott's job. I mean,
I don't think he survives.
You don't.
I would think they would fire Sean McDermott.
You do.
It'd be the same thing as Marty in the 90s. Yeah, like you have the team, but you can't get over the hump.
Right. That's exactly what that is. I think that would be a death nail for Sean McDermott.
Absolutely.
I don't know that they'd fire him after that next season because you also have to look around and go, who's out there that's better than what we have with Sean McDermott? And you know you're going to win regular season games and sell tickets and all that kind of stuff in a new stadium that you're going into. I think that would be, I don't know who you know, just having this conversation would have had more pressure on them than Buffalo in that scenario. I would not want to be Buffalo.
I would not
want
to be Buffalo in that scenario. You're absolutely right.
Quick breaking news: Rahm and Hatton have just won 4-3 against DeChambeau and Thomas in the
USNA.
Yeah, Justin Thomas just missed a 5-foot putt to keep the match going. So that has been the struggle today, is putting in the Ryder Cup. You get juiced up for this weekend? Is Ryder Cup main TV, NFL second TV, or is it the opposite?
I think they should move the Ryder Cup to any other time except for September. This should be played in August.
Too hot, though, dude.
It doesn't matter. Should be the Masters in April. Should be the PGA in May. Should be the U.S. Open in June. British Open in July. Give me a Ryder Cup in August. It would explode.
Yeah.
Especially the ones in Europe. That's still vacation time. Before you go back to school. You can't have the Ryder Cup on the Ryder Cup is going to lose to the college games tomorrow. And it's going to lose to the NFL on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Friday.
What?
It gets Friday.
It gets Friday.
Yeah.
But Friday people are at work. You know, most people don't have the TV on at work while they're working. Now, maybe you're streaming on your phone, whatever, but the Ryder Cup should be played in August.
Okay.
I'm not mad about that. Yeah. You do it August 7th. That'd be great.
There's too long of, you know, when's the British Open? Middle of July?
Yeah.
So we've had a 2-month break from real, what I would say, national golf, right? You and I will watch the other stuff. But
the Heritage Open.
Yeah. But you've had 2 months off from golf. People are locked, tuned out.
Real quick, Sean Smith said that Derrick Henry is washed. You agree or don't agree?
No. Didn't. Okay.
I don't
know what.
Three fumbles in three consecutive weeks.
Yeah, I mean, he's had some bad fumbles, but I vividly remember him running for like 200 yards against Buffalo 3 weeks ago.
That's fair. Big fumble, though, in that game that, maybe.
There it was. Or here, how about his take on Butker?
He's just in a little slump, man. He probably need to go down to the dispensary down there and get his mind right, and then, you know, things would be all right for him. You know?
We could all use that advice.
Dr. Smith there on the phone.
Great advice on a Friday. Derrick Henry is not washed.
No.
Punch that ball out of his hand, though, when he's washed.
Derrick Henry's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Do you think Russell Wilson is being checked out of the Hall of Fame?
Did you see Tony Gonzalez's quote last night?
I heard you guys talking about it this morning.
It's one of the harshest things I've ever heard an NFL analyst say. Man.
Yeah, I guess I never thought of Russell Wilson as a Hall of Famer to begin with.
Okay.
Like
Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, he won 2 Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. I think you have to get in if you win multiple Super Bowls.
Right.
And again, Russell Wilson, make the right play call, right? You're in. It's a thin line, but I never thought of Russell Wilson as a Super Bowl. I thought of him as Philip Rivers with a Super Bowl.
Okay.
And I don't think Philip Rivers is a Super Bowl.
No,
he's a Hall of Famer. Russell
never won an MVP. Did he?
No.
He's never been the best quarterback in the conference or the league.
No.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
At best, top 5.
He needs to go to the dispensary and get his mind right, apparently.
but I mean, like, he was headed towards the Hall of Fame. And to hear Tony Gonzalez say that last night, I was like, holy crap.
He was definitely
man.
On a Hall of Fame trajectory, but then the Legion of Boom broke up.
Yep.
And
he deleted all their numbers.
I think the public perception of Russell Wilson also hurts him, too.
Sure, it does. Big time. It really does. Yeah. All right, let's get back to this game on Sunday because it is a big one. I hate the term must win in September, but it feels like that type of game. You know, we want to use that term must win, but as Q would say, we're going to quit for the rest of the year and not play the rest of the season if we don't win this game. Are you confident that the Chiefs will not can, but will run the football against the Ravens?
No.
No, right. And I need
Andy's
them.
Been coaching since 1999. It's 2025.
Right. He's probably not changing.
He's probably not going to run the ball.
But I need him to run the ball this week. Like, I think that is an imperative part of the game, whether it's via the Xavier Worthy jet sweeps or more Remigio on jet sweeps or whatever it is. I need that run game to be churning this week, Steven.
You know, I agree with you in principle, but then I watched Jared Goff not get hit and I'm like, if Xavier Worthy's back, you got Tyquan Thornton, Travis Kelce game, I'm okay with the ball being in Pat's hands.
Okay.
I am.
Yeah. With the offensive line that we talked about not being able to gel and dance together.
Now, if they got no pressure against a statue in Jared Goff, and they get a lot of pressure against Patrick Mahomes, then I'll stand to be wrong, and then we're probably having a larger conversation.
So say that again. If the Ravens are able to pressure Patrick Mahomes, then we're going to have a bigger conversation?
Yeah, because if you can't get to Jared Goff, you shouldn't be able to get to Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
That means something's really bad has gone on with the offensive line.
Right.
2 years ago, 5 seconds left, 43-yard field goal. What was your confidence in Bucker?
10 out of 10.
What's your confidence today? If this is how this game comes down, 40-yard line, Chiefs down by one.
From
the 40, let's say it's a 45-yard field goal. Chiefs are down
7.5.
Oof, okay.
That's a big difference from 10 to 10.
I mean,
it's a big drop.
I mean, before, you know, I'm like you, man.
Automatic.
Eight seconds left, down by one.
Yeah, all good right, to go.
You turn the TV off, you start preparing for the next day.
Or you stand up, walk away, be like, he's got it. Nowadays, you're on the edge of your couch going, I don't know if he's going to get this.
Yeah, I think it's still 7.5 or an 8. Okay. I mean, I watched a lot of blocked field goals last week. I've seen a lot of missed field goals through the first 3 weeks of the season. I still think he's one of the better kickers in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an injury thing. I think it's just sometimes you go through slumps.
Yeah, but I also don't think he's the automatic anymore. Like, you can't just get across the 50-yard line and expect Bucker to go out there
I think 50-plus now is a big question. Yeah. I still have a fair amount of confidence in Harrison Bucker.
Okay, good, because I don't. You know, I'm kind of where you are with the offensive line, dispensary, man. Bob. Like,
yeah.
I see him get out there now, and I'm like, uh-oh. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I know we've had extra points and the field goals and the extra point last week.
I mean, he's essentially missed five kicks already this season.
Yeah, all valid. Maybe you're just getting his rhythm.
Yeah, hopefully, because we can't have that, because we're a team now that you could overcome a missed field goal, you could overcome Juwan Taylor, you could overcome an interception off of Travis Kelce's hands, and it was no big deal. We're not that team anymore. We don't have that room for error anymore, where we can be down 10 with 4 minutes to go, and you're like, we got this.
Yeah,
we're
the difference
be fine.
Between 35 and 31 points used to be really negligible, but now the difference between 23 and 19 points is absolutely huge.
Yeah, it is.
Score prediction?
27-17 Ravens.
Wow, you got them getting their ass kicked this weekend.
I think the matchup is wrong.
Okay.
I don't know if the Chiefs have the offense to beat a bad Baltimore defense. I'm also not sure the Baltimore defense is as bad as we think they are.
So back to a question Dusty asked me. If they do not play well on offense this week, what are we talking about on Monday morning? I said, well, we got to let it see how it plays out before we know what to do. But he said, Rashee Rice ain't the answer anymore at this point.
I mean, the first is Jalen Moore. You have to at least see. Mm-hmm. You paid him to be on this team.
If you don't play him, that's a bad decision by them.
Even if you thought you had the chance at Josh Simmons at left tackle, you paid him, what, $36 million. So you thought he was good enough to be your starting left tackle.
Right.
That means he should be able to be your starting left guard, your starting right tackle. That's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And then we probably have to have larger conversations about making some trades.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speck, we appreciate the time on the roundtable.
Appreciate it, guys. Just get
to
3-3. That's my only thing.
Get to 3-3, right?
Yeah. Start off. Doesn't matter how it happens. Just get to 3-3.
That is roundtable. Steven Spector here. KS Lottery is your sponsor. Get in the game with Chiefs Kingdom scratch ticket, only available from the Kansas Lottery. Top prize $75,000 plus. Enter drawings for a chance to win Chiefs experiences. See kslottery.com. On the other side are Richards of the Week on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for Kansas City sports. Sean Smith's doing right now?
Listening to us, getting hyped for the game, man.
Hell yeah. Damn right he lives the life he lives, because he went from negative to positive, and it's all good. No, good show. Shout out to Mitch Holtis, Sean Smith, Steven Spector, everybody that joined the show today.
Gary Myers.
F him. I have nothing to say about Gary Myers, other than get bent.
Whose comment has been worse? Was it Dan Orlovsky's? You know, the best quarterback coach combination is not the Chiefs. Is it Dan Orlovsky who said the best coach coordinator combination was not here?
Ryan Clark's got a few.
Ryan Clark has got a bunch. And then you've got Gary Meyer saying this isn't a dynasty. Like, who's the leader now in the clubhouse, to steal a Ryder Cup analogy?
Gary Mayonnaise.
Of the the dumbest comment so far this football season.
Mm-hmm. Gary Mayonnaise. Patty's dad. Shout out to the real ones to get that reference. Go ahead, Mac.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Mac, what's your answer on that?
Man, I don't know. I think Gary Myers might take the cake, but both Ryan Clark and Dano have had some pretty bad. And now I'm going to go Orlovsky.
Orlovsky's worth. Yeah, the quarterback coach combination just is just the lowest
disgusting.
Of low. Why do I watch Dan Orlovsky and every time I see him on TV, it looks like he's just been through the car wash. Like he just looks like he's had the world beat out of him. He's exhausted. Yes. He just looks like he just ran a marathon and all this kind of stuff.
He's got like 4 or 5 kids too. They're all like under 9 years old. Oh,
it's crazy, man.
No, that's a lot.
He's run ragged, that guy.
Yeah, seriously.
It is the end of the show on a Friday where we do Richard of the Week. It is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part is zero bubbles, which means you'll have zero troubles. A lot of troubles here this week for my Richard of the Week. This comes from the Local 12 WKRC-TV. There was a teacher arrested for using poop spray in the school for weeks. It cost the campus more than $50,000 in repair. The odor reportedly triggered health issues among students and staff, including headaches, nausea, and dizziness, and resulted in nearly $55,000 in inspection and air conditioning repair cost for that district. That's what the guy looks like. there's the article for you. I found it on the Book of Face. Looks like Haley Jo Osment from Happy Gilmore 2. What are we doing here, man? It's funny when I watch the videos and like they're on their front porch and they spray that fart spray and like the grandma smells it. Pew!
Oh, it's funny when you're a child.
But you're going every day and sabotaging the school and spraying it in the systems of the air conditioning units, and then it's costing the district and the school $55,000 and causing nausea and sickness and all this sort of stuff. Dude, get lost.
Yeah, seriously. Especially
fart
when
spray? Like, how old are you, dude?
Especially when teachers like, don't even make $55,000 a year.
It was funny when I was a kid at Blue Springs High School, class of 06, shout out Wildcats. They would take those little capsules and just break them in the hallways, and it'd be like, dude, freaking farted, man. Like that. And then here's this loser going through the school going, why is this guy fart spray? Like, come on, man. You're a Richard, dude. Like, going through the ventilation system. Man, Gary's here early. What's he doing? Apparently spraying fart spray in the air ducts and causing people to get sick.
Mac, who's your boomer of the week?
Quit flighting, Gary.
Let me go Bill Barnwell.
Oh.
Yeah, come on, man. This is the guy that we talked about earlier who said the Chiefs lost the Tyreek Hill trade. The Dolphins, quote, slightly won because, you know, Tyreek Hill had a 1,800-yard season or whatever it was. And I quote, the Chiefs did go to 3 straight Super Bowls and won 2 of them, but still, Tyreek was really good. So, yeah, Bill can, you know,
get bent. Yeah, I got 2 boomers I'm going after this week. Oh, and no.
You've been on this boomer search.
Well, I just did this just deplorable. It really is every day. I mean, and you guys can start texting in your boomer sightings and whatnot. Girl cuts my hair, was 2.5 hours away from dying. And she's one of my best friends in the world. And I went back yesterday or the day before to get my hair cut. And she goes, yeah, it was really bad, blah, blah, blah. We're having this conversation. She goes, yeah, I had this one guy. She goes, let me ask you this. Are people that are older kind of like just strange? I'm like, yep. And she says, this guy like was mad that I had to reschedule his haircut because I was in the hospital, and literally said to her, I know where I stand now with you. I'm in the hospital. I'm sorry. I can't cut your hair.
What a jerk.
Wow.
And so she tried to reschedule him or something. She goes, I can't get you till like after the first of the month or something. Well, now I know where I stand. Mm. You know what? You stand, you're going to go find yourself somebody else cut your hair this point in time, right? Like somebody was in the hospital. Your hair doesn't matter, boomer. The other person is this, and you've worked in the restaurant industry, so I want to know.
Okay.
A customer had some reservations about his bill at a restaurant, according to the New York Post. One frustrated customer claimed
about his bill?
Yep.
Okay.
Don't you understand there?
I just never heard reservation about your bill.
That'd you really like
I thought it'd be like I have like questions or concerns.
Yeah, I just have reservations about it. Yeah.
No, I'm just go ahead.
One frustrated customer claimed that they were charged a quiet time surcharge which was added before the tip because the restaurant they dined at was empty. The user said that they decided to check out a local restaurant for the first time, which seemed like a quiet place to dine. Well, that went south. At the end of the meal, I check my bill, and there's an extra 20% pre-tip charge labeled quiet time surcharge. Okay. The diner assumed it was an error and asked about what was going on. According to the Reddit post, the server said something along the lines of, management says when it's not busy, you're basically getting the place to yourself. It's kind of like flying private instead of commercial.
But when you fly private, you buy that.
Well, exactly.
you know what you're doing ahead of time.
So the charges weren't advertised ahead of time. And so because the place was empty and you got to sit there by yourself, they added a 20% quiet time surcharge. Would you not be in the right as a customer? And I do not believe in doing this, even though I have dined and dashed in my life. Wouldn't you be in the right to walk out and not pay that tab because of that fee? Like, you worked in the restaurant industry, man. You need to tell me how to handle that situation.
It'd be a very in-depth conversation with the general manager.
As the customer or as the server?
As the customer. And, well, first off, as a server, I'd be like, we can't do this. Like, you're trying to tell people that they're punished for coming into a quiet restaurant that's not busy? Because how many times have you driven around with your wife and kids, be like, where do you want to eat tonight? We don't know. This kid wants that, right? And then you, like, find a place that has, like, an empty parking lot. You're like, here we go. We can get in and out here real quick. 25, 30 minutes, we'll be back home. But there's nobody there, and they say, hey, how you doing? Okay, there is a 20% fee for being empty right now. You're like, what? That doesn't make sense. You should want people to come in, not leave.
Right.
I would also, if I was being honest, I would look at my bill. Hopefully I had the cash on me. I always do tend to carry cash, but I would look at it and I'd be like, okay, my bill is $40 without this $20 charge. Okay, here's $40. Then I'd go to the server. I'd be like, here's your $8 for the 20% tip. Have a nice night. Sir, you didn't pay your full bill. Yes, I did. You can worry about your tip there. Because that's not reality.
No.
I understand when you fly private or first class, you go out of your way and buy that because you know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, you're paying.
You don't know that you're going into a restaurant and they're going, hey, by the way, it was empty and quiet for you today. Going to be an additional charge. Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. You can't do that.
That's insane.
Like, the government should shut down that restaurant. Like,
you know, we made this Big Mac really special, $2 extra. What? Make it sloppy. I don't give a rip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't care if it's quiet in here. It happened to be 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Restaurants are probably dead at that time. It's between lunch and dinner. You have nobody in here. You should be grateful that I came in here and gave your workers the opportunity to do something.
Right.
So I just stunned.
Text line says, so basically the restaurant was charging them extra for not being busy and needing to have to pay their staff. No, normally when it's not busy, you cut your staff in half. You tell them, would you like to go home? I promise you this. You got a restaurant full of 5 servers on the floor. You go up to 3 of them and say, hey, do any of you want to go home? I'll go. Trust me, man. It's that quick. There's your hustlers. Like, oh, no, I'll stick around. I'll clean up that 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock window, that happy hour window. Absolutely. But man, you come on now. You can't be charging people for peace and quiet.
20% surcharge because you had the place to yourself. Like, I get it. Times are tough, right? They always are. But this is just making it worse. Like, right. You just can't do that kind of stuff, man.
Real quickly on the parlay, Max got Isaiah Pacheco over 34.5 yards. Bob has.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
A Travis Kelce anytime touchdown. Mm-hmm. I've got the Chiefs on the money line. All together is 675 on DraftKings. So if you want to follow that parlay,
do it.
Real quick before we get out of here, score prediction, Bob, it is
35-0.
Shocker. Yo. Mac, what do you got?
24-20 Chiefs.
And I've got 28-20 Kansas City in the
Spectre
matchup.
Picked the.
Pissed?
Yeah, he pissed the Chiefs to win, right?
Hopefully that one guy's not here spraying fart spray in the ventilation system.
What was
Spectre? YCS geeks.
God. What was Spectre's score? 17-28? It was like a pretty big loss for the Chiefs,
first.
Right?
Bigger score first.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, I was naming the Chiefs score first. It was 17-28. The Ravens, he had the Ravens winning.
Okay. Yeah. In the NFL.
Goodbye.
That was Richard the Week. Brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partners of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part is zero bubbles.
Go out there and have zero troubles and help with that by doing something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their weekend, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe. We'll talk to you on Monday. Coming up next, it's Cody Gold and Drew from 10 until 2. Gary Myers. How about this for a dynasty? Kiss my ass. Kiss my ass.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.